Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Very cool. Tonight we had a band in studio for the first hour called Always Naked. The first hour is not even over, and now we have another band called The Famished, and they're in studio now. Welcome back, you guys. This is your second appearance, but first appearance of the local rock star, Jake Carden.
Ooh, man.
Of 10 miles wide fame. They just played a huge amphitheater. I think, what was it, up in Bellingham last night?
Yeah, Mount Baker Theater in Bellingham.
No big deal. No big deal with what? Death Cab for Cutie?
With Problem Child.
Oh, Problem Child. I thought it was with Death Cab. Never mind. Sorry. But either way, 10 miles wide fame and whatnot. He's up here for the first time with The Famished. Last time, what were you doing? You were on tour or something?
Sure.
I think
I was playing a show in Portland.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. Well, everyone, let's reintroduce ourselves. People may not have heard the first episode with The Famished, so let's go around the room. I guess, Jake, let's go with you. What do you do in The Famished?
Jake Carden. I play bass with The Famished.
Ethan Overton, I am guitar player and backup vocalist.
Walker White, I'm the vocalist.
I'm Chris, or Thor, and I'm the drummer.
Right on. Well, welcome back up to the studio. I got a chance to listen to last time you were in studio. We played some songs that you had just recorded and were worked on, and I think they had a first mix. But now this sounds even better. This sounds awesome. The recording, I was listening to it before the show, and it sounds way bigger. Like, it just sounds like this is a record that you could just pick up at any record store. It doesn't sound like a vocal band, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't sound
like
I'm not trying, no shade to like a local band, but it sounds like very
finished.
Professional, very
like
finished
product. Yeah.
Where'd you guys go to work on this record, and who mastered it and whatnot?
So since the last time you heard it, we recorded some more guitars and fattened it up a little bit, and then sent it to my boy Chuck Masick in Chicago. He has a studio called Electroworks.
Nice.
Out in Chicago, and he mixed and mastered it for us. He's been around forever. Anyone want to look him up, go ahead. You'll find all kinds of credentials. He's a good friend of mine. We've known each other, worked together in a bunch of my other bands and other records I've done. He's an old school pro, man. He knows what he's doing. So he hooked us up. He made sure that we got the right thing out of it.
Well, and all you really have to do is go back and listen to those other recordings and come back and listen to these ones and realize that he knows what's up. And, he really did us an awesome job on this record, so we're stoked about it.
Well, you'll hear the music, but, this style of music, and it's, like, fun, somewhat goofy. I'm going to say it, like, goofy, fun, but, like, good.
Yeah, take it.
That's melodic punk rock in the sense of, like, it kind of reminds me of, like, the Queers. You don't hear these bands aren't typically recorded as well. Like, it sounds really good for this genre of music, which is a nice relief. Sometimes you'll hear those bands and you're like, I wish the recording was a little bit better. That doesn't there's none of that here. It's really good stuff. So I'm going to stop, bowing down to that and whatnot, and just let you guys get a bit of a break from my fanboyism right now.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Yeah, you're awesome.
It's fine.
You guys are playing a show at the Kraken April 28th with Millhouse and Noogie. Back at the Kraken, guys, it's like a home for local punk rock, right?
Yeah. We keep getting brought back there for sure, and we got no complaints about that. So
yeah, I mean, once again, shout out to Drew Smith from Burn. He's an awesome dude, always booking there, and he enjoys our stuff. And obviously, go check out Burn because they're awesome. They rip.
So these songs that we're going to be playing, you can pick them up a digital release June 21st, and that also happens to be another very, very cool date for you guys. Tell me a little bit about what also shares the date of June 21st.
That is when my daughter is supposed to be born.
Yeah! Congratulations.
It is. Papa Thor.
Yep.
Papa Thor.
Hopefully the beard won't be as big on that one.
I'm hoping it's going to be better.
We've actually seen the ultrasound. It comes out with a full beard. It's fantastic.
That's awesome.
It's a daughter as well, so that's how his genetics go.
It's a sign of prestige among my people.
She comes out with a torch and saber. It's amazing.
Yeah. So the due date for the album as well as a new baby. That's incredible. So very, very cool. She'll be doing merch in no time and hanging out with you guys on the road. Yep. So again, what's the name of the album?
Can I Get a Minute?
All right. You guys want to reintroduce what that means again? Because we talked about it on the first time, but it's a pretty funny story. So.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny story.
So
it's basically we've all had our moments when we're playing shows where we just get a little too excited, and we drink a little too much, and maybe we forget how to play, and that's our stop in the middle of the set and look around like we don't know what we're doing, and just take a minute to ourselves.
Sometimes you need a minute.
I like it. That's awesome, man. Can I Get a Minute? The new album is going to be digitally released for your listening consumption. We're going to play a couple songs from it. Walker Bar Song. We're going to play Yoga Pants, and we're going to play Margarita. Is there anything you guys want to say before we jump into these songs?
They're good songs.
No, thanks for having us, man.
Yeah.
Just enjoy, man. Our main goal with this band is to have fun, and in this current political climate, we'd say screw that, and let's just put on a ripping show for people.
Exactly. Audio therapy. Just have a good time, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Yep.
Right on. Here it is. It's The Famished in studio on Loud and Local.
Just got off work. I think I'll go to the bar and drink two beers because no one has just one. Cap it off with some cinnamon whiskey. A woman, my bed, and then I'm gone. Lows never see this. Bitches in him here. It's mandatory we drink this. I don't have another beer. Wanna go and smoke a cigarette, and I'm trying to quit, but now my buzz is here. I'm gonna be for a while, be for a while. So tell you at the bar again. Gonna be for a while, be for a while. Leave a puppy with a friend. Long private schools, but what a good time booster. Now I'm drinking happy IPA. I can't believe I ran into my good friends. It's out of Jameson instead of Bray. You gotta be kidding me, it's orange. It's Tennessee, honey, whiskey time. I don't remember just how I got here. Please tell me one of you was in the drive. Gonna be a for a while, be a for a while. I'm stuck here at the bar again. Gonna be a for a while, be a for a while. At least I'm fucking with a friend. Gonna be a for a while, be a for a while. I'm stuck here at the bar again. Gonna be a for a while, be a for a while. At least I'm fucking with a friend. Oi, oi, oi! Oi, oi, oi!
That was a fast one. That last one is a thrasher. Do you guys bust that out live?
Always.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. The Famish in studio here on Loud and Local. Not for the faint of heart, because this band is raging, man. And it goes from like kind of poppy melodic pop punk kind of stuff, and then just raging thrash stuff. What are some of your influences like as far as, I mean, I see you're wearing a Bad Brains hat. I know Ethan, he likes both metal and punk. You know, what are some of your some influences for you guys? Some bands that you would call some of your favorites?
I think Descendants, like, for me, first and foremost, because they just rip, like, 45 songs in an hour set.
It's
like, come on and give me as much as you can. I don't need any talking stuff, no effects. Just shut up and play some punk rock.
Some Dead Milkman in there, you know. For sure.
And I think we
metal
all
and punk, really.
I think we can all agree on Bad Brains, Rancid, Op Ivy,
Misfits, Ramones.
Yeah, for sure.
Queers.
Queers, awesome. Yeah.
Right on. Well, what brought you guys together? Because, I mean, Jake over here, you're in all kinds of different bands and very melodic, kind of rock, like progressive stuff. I honestly, if I heard 10 Miles Wide, I wouldn't have expected you to be in a kind of thrashing punk band. So it's pretty cool. What brought you guys together?
Drinking.
Nice. The unifier.
A lot of us worked at Guitar Center together. We actually had an original bass player that just wasn't feeling it, and Jake had offered his services because we played shows before and we're a fun band, and he wanted to see what it's like being a bass player in a punk band for fun, and I remembered that right when we needed a bass player.
Like, hey, you said you would do this. I'm going to call upon that favor.
Yeah, well, and he came and took our band and just changed all the dynamics of all the songs and made everything a lot more digestible for the most part, but it's a lot more dynamic, and there's a lot of runs in there and stuff that we didn't have before, and it's just it's turned into everything I've heard in my head all these years playing in the garage, but it's fine.
He leveled it up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've been friends with these guys for a while before I played with them, and I loved their songs, loved the energy, thought that they were incredible, and and like Walker said, I was like, hey, if your bass player quits, call me up.
Right on.
A couple months later, he was like, hey man, remember that one time when we were drinking and you said I could call you? This is the call. And I was like, send me the songs when we rehearsing. Let's do this, man.
That's awesome. So, you know, it's been a few months since you guys have been up here. Tell me a little bit about what 2019's been like for you guys and some of your favorite moments of the past few months and some standout shows or whatnot.
I caught that Dave Grohl busking in the Pike Place Market yesterday thing, man. That was
tell cool. me about that, man. Because you work at the Showbox, so what? You just walked down the street and saw it?
Exactly. Yeah. No, I was sitting there waiting for Jesse James Decker to come back and do sound check.
Yeah.
My production manager walked up to me and said, hey, Dave Grohl is down busking at the market. And I walked over there and sure enough, just playing acoustic guitar. And
right outside the Starbucks, right?
Yeah, one of the coolest things I've ever done and just random, but it was super, super cool. So
only in Seattle you're going to see Dave Grohl, Brandi Carlile busking at the Pike Place Market. That's phenomenal, man. That's awesome. Man. What other? Any other cool moments of the last few months? You guys get to play any killer shows? Or, I mean, obviously the last few months has been pretty epic for you, Thor, right?
I mean, you know, working a lot, playing shows.
And getting ready for this baby.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's what I mean, yeah. Probably getting ready. Is this your first child?
Second one.
Awesome.
But, you know, after 9 months of cooking, I hope it's going to be delicious.
Yikes. yes. Dead baby jokes. Good times.
Like, wait, are we eating the baby? I didn't know that.
Well, you got to eat something.
Someone's got to eat that baby. It might as well be us.
I was unaware about this, but I'm down. I'm
sure. So again, digital release for the album that you're hearing is going to be June 21st. The baby's also going to be due, so you guys can have a nice feast there. The Kraken, April 28th with Millhouse and Noogie. You can hear these songs live, and we're going to go into a couple more songs here, and the one we're going to be playing is Lemmy's Mole. R.I.P. Lemmy. I want to know, you guys Motorhead fans?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it's not like you're making fun of Lemmy.
No,
it's in tribute
not.
To Lemmy.
It's an homage.
In fact, we were on the...
Yes.
No, yeah. He is... Lemmy is the king of rock and roll, and we actually wrote this before he died. And
on a car ride to practice.
Yeah, a car ride to practice up in Everett, and we just love the song, but it's in total homage to Lemmy.
Yeah, good.
It has,
I hope he likes it, too.
Yeah.
I think he would get a kick out of it,
good.
Right on. To the Cocoa Puffs on Lemmy's face. Lemmy's Mole here by The Famish. After that, we got a song called Therapy. And we'll continue on into the second hour. It's Loud and Local with The Famished on The Rock.
The mole on my face. The mole on my face. Everybody wants to know about the mole that's on my face. The mole on my face. The mole on my face. Everybody wants to know about the mole that's on my face. Every day I'm drinking whiskey, drink blood. No one may have ever lived it as I live anymore. Every guy young drink whiskey, drink blood. No one has ever lived the life they live before. Mold on my face, mold on my face. Everybody wants to know about the two molds on my face. Mold on my face, mold on my face. Everybody wants to know about the two molds on my face. Every guy young drink whiskey, drink blood. No one has ever lived the life they live before. Every guy young drink whiskey, drink blood. No one has ever lived the life they live before. A mole on my face, a mole on my face. Everybody wants to know about the mole that's on my face. A mole on my face, a mole on my face. Everybody wants to know about the mole that's on my face. Mole on my face. Holy moly, guacamole, what a mole.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mighty Rock, a radio.com station. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Time to want to kill everyone in the whole wide world. Men and women, kids and puppies, little boys and little girls. Come mutilate my face, baby, and I'll do it just for you. Got a face full of dead chillies that look just like you.
I don't really know what the hell is wrong with me.
I just wanna go to therapy. Could somebody help me, tell me what is wrong with me? I just wanna go to therapy. I got sick of my job, I got sick of my boss. I hack them into pieces and I bury them in the wall. I extract paintings of blood up and down the hall. It seems like a found the brain that's ready to testify it all. I don't really know what the hell is wrong with me. I just wanna go to therapy. Could somebody help me, tell me what is wrong with me? I just wanna go to therapy. Go! Respected neighbor, I pay my bills on time. I maintain the yard, keep a clean environment outside. I'm just your average guy, I got nothing to hide. Nothing weird about yard work in the middle of the night. I read it to a police station, naked with my hands up. And I'm the one you've been looking for, so put me in your handcuffs. And take me away, oh please take me away. I hate the person that I've become, and I hate the way that I'm yanked. I don't really know what the hell is wrong with me. I just wanna go to therapy.
Could somebody help me, tell me what is wrong with me? I just wanna go to therapy. I don't really know what the hell is wrong with me. I just wanna go to therapy. Could somebody help me, tell me what is wrong with me? I just wanna go to therapy.
Throughout the album, I gotta say, there are a lot of very interesting voices, baby sounds, some very melodic singing at the end of your songs. It's like, you guys had a good time recording this album. I can tell. It's like infectious. You can listen to the album, and it's just, you can't help but smile, whether it's the fun lyrics, just like the little improvisational things you add in there. It's a good time. It's a, just wanted to say that before.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
If it's not fun, then we're doing something wrong. I think we ain't doing it if it ain't fun. That's one of the biggest reasons why I even started this band, is because we're all sick of being in things that are too serious and too trying to be the next big thing. And it's like, you know what?
Dark and moody.
Let's just dry it all down. Let's just strip everything back to the basics and just do some punk rock and have some fun.
That's awesome, man. So the album, again, is called Can I Have a Minute, right?
Can I get a minute?
And it's coming out June 21st for a digital release. Is that going to be available like Bandcamp, or how is that?
It's going to be available on Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp, every major downloadable online source that you can find. It's going to be everywhere.
Right on. Well, I look forward to being able to listen to that in the gym, because I feel like this is good music for cardio. Just like fast. I could probably listen to it like four times in a row on the treadmill.
Suck at cardio.
Yeah, four times in a row. And you only have like 20 minutes of an actual workout done.
There you go. Also, congratulations, because the baby due date is also the June 21st. So,
summer solstice.
Yes, summer solstice.
Yes.
The Kraken, April 28th is where you need to be. Milhouse and Noogie playing alongside the Famished. And what day of the week is that?
Next Sunday, a week from tonight.
It's all right. Cool. Sounds good. I was completely unaware because I didn't even look at a... sorry, guys. It's next Sunday at the Kraken, a bit of a home to local punk rock. Shout out to the Kraken. Get you a burger, enjoy some punk rock, get you a beer, play some pinball. Jake, before we go any further, we let you guys out of here. We escort you out. We let the buff Matt Koch kick your asses out of here. Jake, you got a lot of other stuff going on. Give me a rundown of what's going on in the musical life of Jake Carden in 2019.
Well, obviously very excited to have these mixes done and get this record about to come out with The Famished. As you mentioned earlier, 10 miles wide. We're about to start working on our new record and hopefully have that out this year. A lot of cool things going on with that, playing a bunch of shows and what else? I just recorded this past week. I was at London Bridge Studios recording with Travis Brock.
Yes. Saw some pictures
from that. Second Coming and Bruiser Brody featuring the drummer, KISW's
very own Miggs.
So I recorded on Travis Brock's solo record, so we're working on that. That's going to be fun. We got, I think the release for that is July 5th at the Triple Door.
Nice.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
That's a legit venue for that.
Yeah,
that's
it's going to be a lot of fun. Other than that, you know, just playing a bunch of shows, trying to pay the rent. My ska band, The Pimpsons, is going to make a record. Hopefully sometime before this year's over, I'll make a solo record.
Yes.
And just playing gigs, trying to pay the bills, and try to have fun with all my friends as much as I can, man, because why do anything else if you don't have to, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man. I like your attitude with that. And obviously, it seems like you guys are having a lot of fun, you know, with the Famished. And also, you know, you can kind of branch out and you could do a punk band. You could do a ska band, The Pimpsons. You could do kind of a melodic, progressive. I don't even know how to really say 10 miles wide, just a rock band, right? Very cool. So where can we follow you guys, The Famished, online? Where can we get in hold of you guys and whatnot, and where can we find you?
We got The Famished on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all just The Famished, because we have an original band name. But also, we're about to launch our website, which is thefamished.co.
Cool.
And that will have all updates of our upcoming shows, album release. So you can do our digital download links from there.
Nice.
You'll be able to get in contact with us from there, all that stuff. It's going to be a fully functional website. So.
Right on. Add them, follow them, tweak them. twerk them, you know, all that good stuff. Grindr, Tinder.
Find us on Grindr.
Oh, yes.
But
so,
you have to do the whole band.
Yeah, it's only the band. We have one profile, and it's that's all that's going to happen. Yeah.
And you don't know which one will show up.
Surprise.
Thor shows up. We're like, oh, no.
Someone's getting a beard ride, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. Before we go, any shout-outs and thank yous you got to get out of the way?
Sorry with you.
All the things that I just mentioned, my brothers in 10 Miles Wide. I got a shout out to my dude Ryan Craig from Problem Child. We played a killer show together last night up in Bellingham. My girl Dice and her homies, they're listening in Kentucky online right now.
Wow.
So
cool.
Shout out. Yeah, my brother's here in the family. Love you guys. Thanks for having me around.
I love you too, Jake. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass the mic. I'm going to pass the mic. I'm going to give a shout out to my my girlfriend. Her son's birthday is actually June 21st as well.
Wow.
He's going to be 6 years old, big boy.
What a date.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff happening in June for us. Also want to just give a little plug. Save the Show Box.
Yes.
They're trying to tear this thing down, but we don't want that to happen. So go online, go to Save the Show Box, hashtag anything on Facebook that you can do.
Can you give us any update on that, or is there anything to really say?
There's we're making progress. There's a lot of stuff in the works. A lot of stuff that I can't really talk about publicly.
Sure.
But we're working hard. We're trying to get that thing saved because obviously it's one of the last remaining home venues in Seattle, and we need to save it. You know, it's we got to keep that thing from getting torn down. We don't need no condos in this place.
I think there's enough of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're over that.
I'll go ahead and say thanks to my mom and dad. Thanks to my fellow bandmates. Thanks to bands that get us shows, and thanks to anyone who's ever hurt my feelings. Go on then.
You know, I'll give a shout out to the family, the woman, and the kid at home, and the kid to be.
Yes.
And everyone at work who's hopefully listening. You guys at Blankenship, we hope that you have tuned in this late.
You got to get up for work in the morning, right?
He's a man of few words, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, The Famished, again, catch them at the Kraken next Sunday with Milhouse and Noogie. Their digital release, all these songs will be available June 21st. And also babies and birthdays and all the good stuff. So June 21st is a day to remember. What a relief. And after that, we're going to be playing Stop Hitting Yourself. Introduce these guys. Give me a break. You're introducing them now.
What a Relief is our one, I guess, serious song.
The one breakup song allowed in the band.
Yeah, no more. Yeah. No, we're done doing serious stuff after this one. And then Stop Hating Yourself is just...
our Tony Hawk Pro Skater song.
Yes, nice. Tony Hawk Pro Skater, Fear, Punch You in Your Face, ripping punk rock song. So enjoy it.
It's a true story.
It's The Famished here on Loud and Local.
What a relief! I don't wanna know you anymore. I don't want for you to know me anymore. But I hope if you see me, you wanna say hello just so I can walk past you like you're someone that I just don't know. What a relief it must be to know when you get up work and you go home, you can jump into the arms of another. What a relief it must be to know when you are dancing and boy, you just go and find another. What a relief it is for me to know that this is how you really are, as if everyone apparently is. What a relief, what a relief, what a relief, what a relief. Relief, relief, we never had a kid, a kid. I don't want to know you anymore. I don't want for you to know me anymore. But I hope if you see me, you'll want to say hello just so I can walk past you like you're someone that I just don't know. Someone that I just don't know. Someone that I just don't know. Someone that I just don't know.
so I can walk past you like you're someone that I just don't know. Someone that I just don't know. Someone that I just don't know. Someone that I just don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.